as I am changing. Every single move you're making since I've analyzed predictions far beyond the comprehension. I've been tortured with the writhing thoughts that stop a star from shining. Kill me now before I'm sober, so I die before it's over.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Men in Science Podcast, episode 159. I was not planning on doing another episode this week. I was actually going to plan on doing something else, either a video game review or a movie review, but there's just so much going on in the world of professional wrestling that I just had to do another one this week. And I've been saying it's living in the greatest time of professional wrestling. Last episode I called it "What a Time to Be a Wrestling Fan," and some of the interactions that I've been having on Threads, which wrestling community on Threads, love every single one of you. Been having a good time with y'all guys, and actually they're the ones who encouraged me to do this bonus episode of the podcast this week, recording and discussing to some of the other news that have come out since Tuesday's episode of the pod. I'm gonna start with some of the smaller stories, although they're not really small per se, but in comparison to some of the other bigger WWE specific news, which I'll get to later. But one of the big news stories that came out this week was the firing of Scott D'Amore as TNA Wrestling president, which came as a complete shock to a lot of fans, myself included, because, like, you know, TNA having the big relaunch, rebranding, and that have a lot of momentum since the Hard to Kill pay-per-view, and fans are just solidly behind them. You know, we had the debut of Nick Nemeth, debut of new belts, other people coming in like Simon Gotch and a bunch of other people, and, you know, that they're had this good momentum going strong, and a lot of this is the doing of Scott D'Amore. They got a new toy action figure deal Justin revealed it earlier this week, and then Scott has been fired and replaced, and has a lot of us scratching our heads as to what happened. You know, everything that I've read, nothing, at least unless I'm not looking at the right places, I haven't seen anything that would be a acceptable reason for why he has been fired from his position as president of Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. But this is one that I will be keeping a close eye on, because Scott D'Amore has been a good, strong, creative force behind TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, for many, many years, and who knows what's going to happen. I mean, he could end up as part of creative for maybe NWA or AEW, or he could come to WWE. He has some people in WWE that he's had a good relationship with. And he's been the one that's behind the dealings with WWE and TNA, and having some of the TNA people pop up and on WWE programming over the last couple of years. So, I mean, unless that's one something that Anthem was not behind, I don't know. But it will be interesting to see what other details might come out regarding this. But I'm still optimistic about the future of TNA Wrestling, because when other wrestling companies succeed, then we fans win, because more wrestling, the better, is my belief. And shifting over to the number two North American wrestling company, All Elite Wrestling, AEW, some of the big stories and big bits of news that came out of Dynamite earlier this week. First off, we have new tag team champions in Sting and Darby Allin. This past episode of Dynamite was a very solid show from top to bottom. Started off hot with Hangman versus Swerve Strickland and a time limit draw that I predicted was going to go to a time limit draw. If you followed my posts on Threads during the show, I predicted halfway through it was going to be time limit draw, and we're going to get a triple threat at Revolution, and that's exactly what happened. But it was an awesome match. Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland, they have great chemistry. Every match that they've had so far has been a great match. And now we move on to Revolution, where we have Swerve, Hangman, and Joe triple threat for the world title. I don't think Joe's gonna lose it just yet, because he only just won it little over a month ago, month and a half ago at this point. So I feel like it would be too soon to kill his momentum as champion. And I feel like he's going to hold it on at least Double or Nothing, and at the latest, All In. But we shall see, because right now wrestling is the most unpredictable that it has been in a very, very long time, and I love that. And one of the other big bits of news that they have on here, that they announced the special event of Dynamite at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, coming on March 13th. The special show will be called Big Business. And if you paid attention to the poster artwork, you see Boston with a B-O-S-S, or the S is in dollar signs, and gee, I wonder who that's all about, you know? Yeah, obviously Mercedes, Sasha Banks, whatever you want to call her. It's boss time on March 13th for AEW Dynamite. And that's going to be a big, big one for sure. Because, I mean, their women's division has been doing a little bit better. You know, the spotlight on Toni Storm and Deonna Purrazzo has been very good. Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale, I'm a big fan of them. Julia Hart as the TBS champion has been going pretty strong, in my opinion. But bringing in Sasha, Mercedes is going to be hopefully a good spark that'll light the fire under this women's division, because they have a lot of great talent on that roster. They're just not utilizing them the way that they should be using them. And hopefully this will be the start of something greater for the women's division of All Elite Wrestling. Now we move on to the bigger stories coming out of the WWE. We had the WrestleMania 40 kickoff event that aired on Peacock and YouTube and other social media platforms this week. And boy, it did a lot. It did a great job of helping to build the hype and momentum for WrestleMania as we're on that road to WrestleMania. We got the definitive confirmation. It's going to be Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, which I am so happy about. But that segment was a pretty damn good segment. And it started off with Rollins coming out, just wanting to get a definitive answer from Cody. Roman interrupted, saying that Cody has wasted his time, taken too much time, and now the decision is his. He's choosing to fight The Rock. The Rock came out. They had a little presentation of the Bloodline family tree on the big screen behind them, and Rock talking about the blood oath of his grandfather and Roman's great-grandfather many, many years, decades ago, and that's why this is the match that needs to happen. And then Cody came out, declared that this was bullshit, and said, no, you don't get to make the decision, it is mine, I won the Royal Rumble, it is my decision, and I decide to choose you, Roman Reigns, for WrestleMania. And then that led to a whole back and forth that culminated with The Rock slapping the taste out of Cody Rhodes' mouth. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting road to WrestleMania 40, and that is one of the big news bits that people have been talking about, and we're just the conversations that I've been having with different people on Threads this week. We are just all so excited for this road to WrestleMania, and some of us even agreeing that we might be in store for potentially the greatest WrestleMania of all time, or at least one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time, because now we have Io and Bayley confirmed, we have Cody and Roman confirmed, they have the Elimination Chamber for the women that's going to determine who's going to fight Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania, and they also announced one for the men to determine who's going to fight Rollins at WrestleMania. For that one, we've seen Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton advance to the men's chamber match. For the women, we've seen Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair advance, and we have Logan Paul taking on Miz next week for the qualifier, Dominic Mysterio versus Kevin Owens as another qualifier. And yeah, this is going to be an interesting road to WrestleMania. It's like, I haven't felt genuine excitement like this in many, many years. I mean, I've said it before, I've lived through so many different eras of professional wrestling. I've lived through the quote-unquote golden era of the late 80s, early 90s. I've lived through the New Generation era, the Attitude Era, Monday Night Wars, the Ruthless Aggression era, the PG era, the Reality era, and the Modern era. And I do firmly believe that we truly and genuinely are living in the greatest era of professional wrestling, the golden era, as one of the people I talked to on Threads has said, and I agree. This is a golden era of professional wrestling, certainly the most exciting that I've experienced. You know, I know people are gonna say the Attitude Era is the top, the best, greatest. That's fine. I have a lot of great memories, a lot of great times. Some of my most fondest memories as a wrestling fan came from the Attitude Era. But especially in these last 3 years, it has been some of the most exciting, some of the greatest matches, some of the greatest storytelling that I have experienced as a wrestling fan. And been watching wrestling for 30 something years now. And I honestly can't remember when was the last time I felt this genuinely invested in every story. Not just in WWE, but in AEW, in TNA wrestling, and NWA wrestling, Ring of Honor, all the wrestling. And it is exciting, and you know, the way they're building these different stories, especially like with The Rock getting in Triple H's face after the press conference, saying that you better set this right or whatever it is, and then Triple H opening up SmackDown, talking about people knowing their roles and that it doesn't matter what they want, which is just setting all kinds of stages to what could happen at WrestleMania. I've seen people saying, oh, that it needs to be Rock versus Triple H, and I even kind of got into it with somebody that I said, like, do you want Triple H to die? He has a damn pacemaker. He can't fight anymore. And the guy was just like, and? But then I scrolled through his account, and kind of a good segue to get into this next story. He's one of the people that are thinking that Triple H knows more about the Vince McMahon situation than he's letting on, and they want him to get fired. Which, fair enough if that's how you feel, but if you want the guy to literally die because of that, that is fucked up. But yeah, segueing into the McMahon scandal, one of the stories that came out, which I kind of had already known a little bit about this from many, many years ago, details of the Ashley Massaro having been raped during one of the Tribute to the Troop over the overseas tours that they did, and Vince McMahon wanting to cover that up so that they don't hurt their relationship with the military going forward, and how they just forced her to stay silent and how traumatizing that was for her. Dude, this Vince McMahon story, it just keeps getting uglier and uglier, and with the more details that keep coming out. And all these people, and Bret Hart made the comment how he just completely lost any and all respect he ever had for whatever he had left of respect for Vince. And stuff from, and even John Laurinaitis coming out more and more, his attorney coming out, basically throwing Vince McMahon under the bus at this point to save his own ass, which, hey, more power to him, really. I mean, he's kind of a piece of shit scumbag too, but hey, he's smart enough to cover his own ass by exposing everything from Vince. Which, hey, I do not blame him. I probably would do the same, honestly. This is the ugly side of the wrestling world right now. I mean, we have all the excitement right here. You know, Road to WrestleMania. You know, resurrection of TNA wrestling. NWA debuting on CW this week. Building up to the big business for AEW. Revolution. And then we got the... ironically, the dark side of the ring over here with the Vince McMahon scandal. And who knows how long that's gonna go on. And Kevin Nash said it on his podcast that if there's an ongoing criminal investigation, then Vince needs to go to jail. And yeah, he does. If it's at the federal investigation level, Vince is going to jail. That's just what it is. These are just the examples of, right here again, Road to WrestleMania, AEW, all that fun stuff. The great thing about being a wrestling fan, and then the bad part about being a wrestling fan, with all these stories about Vince and all the shit that he's done. And that's why I choose to focus on the positives, but sometimes that negative part just loves to creep in and just make it difficult to enjoy this. But I'm trying my hardest to enjoy this as much as I can. Like, again, we're on the road to WrestleMania 40. potentially one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time is coming towards us. Yeah. Cody versus Roman Part 2, EO versus Bayley, and potentially Liv or Becky against Rhea, and then potentially Drew or somebody else in the Chamber match going against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, because they have Bobby Lashley is one of the contenders, Dominic, Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, Miz, Kevin Owens, forgetting who else is in there, but yeah. Oh yeah, Ivar is the other one, yeah. goddamn Vince. But I'm optimistic that, especially after Triple H said it during when he kicked off the WrestleMania kickoff press conference, that this is a new era of the WWE, and it very much felt like it during that press conference and during SmackDown earlier. I'm recording this 12:12 a.m. SmackDown was just a couple hours ago, and definitely felt a new vibe on this SmackDown. Could also be just coming down from the high of the WrestleMania 40 press conference, and just enjoying the hype and momentum from that. And yeah, not ignoring the Vince McMahon stuff, because that is just horrible, disgusting, and he is just a piece of shit, and he's gonna rot in hell for everything that he's done, and the mental trauma and physical trauma that Ashley Massaro had endured, that Vince McMahon treated like nothing. Fuck Vince McMahon, really. Yeah, and that one just kind of hurts a little more for me, because while I never personally knew Ashley Massaro, when I used to be on Twitter, we used to follow each other on there, and we did used to talk and chat sometimes, and she was just one of the sweetest people I'd ever interacted with on that now shit show of an app. And hearing all this, everything that she went through because of Vince, is just, it hurts. It does. But I want to be a positive in all this, and I'm hoping that with this situation, more people will come out and more people will see justice for the wrongs that were done to them by Vince and whoever else was involved in this, and that hopefully this does not happen again, which is very wishful thinking, really. But yeah, thinking positively, we are on the road to potentially the greatest WrestleMania of all time, and come April 7th, I cannot wait to see Cody finish the story, to see Bayley have her ultimate WrestleMania moment, and who knows what else we'll see in Philadelphia on April 6th and April 7th. We are experiencing wrestling cinema right now. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Men in Tights podcast. I thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And if you're not subscribed, again, just click it on YouTube right there on the bottom. Subscribe. You can, if you would prefer to just listen and not look at my face, at Apple Podcast, Spotify, Podbean, wherever else, just click the Linktree link. You'll see the list of all the podcast links that my feed is on currently. And if you would like to help fund the show, help improve it, improve the quality, improve the visual presentation if you're watching it on YouTube, or even the video version on Spotify, you can do so by purchasing something from the Men in Tights podcast store. That link is down there as well. Or purchasing something from my Poshmark or my eBay stores. And help get a little extra money in my pocket so I can improve the quality of this show that so few of you enjoy. Seriously, I do truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who have been watching and listening and subscribing to this show for the last 6 years at this point now. And because when I decided to start doing this, it was just because it's talking about wrestling, talking about some of the movies, video games, and books, and mental health awareness, and all the stuff that I love and I'm passionate about. And while it might not be the most glamorous presentation, like other YouTubers and podcasters, and not the most professional presentation, never claimed to be a pro at this, I'm just one man speaking to a microphone. The love and support that I do get from a lot of you, it does truly and genuinely mean a lot to me. And I truly am genuinely grateful to every single one of you. And if any of you are ever interested on coming on here to engage in some of these conversations with me, you can do so again, either reaching out to me on my social media, Instagram, Threads, Vero, Snapchat, TikTok, or you can email me directly, themenatitespodcast@gmail.com, and we can set something up. You know, just hit me up. My DMs are open on all my social media, or you can reach me directly in my email. This has been the Menatites Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on this road to WrestleMania 40.